Oh. Oh. 나도 들리스 나만 좋다 모두 전제 해야 되는 대체적인 것으로 인스.
Good morning to everyone, and we're going to continue from where we left off last time. I think a couple of weeks ago, talking about a chain of 12 links of interdependent origination. So we're going to continue. Talking about that topic.
Anong aranzo dati pembatang ramshi samal pembatang ane di dewe tuenji dueni di ane dugugu yuna ane di te dubyage ane di bangja tang ane di ane langje kita kandara banglang tuzo cuci tu ane.
In order to fulfill our wishes, that is to say that all of us, I believe, wish for lasting peace and happiness. And all kinds of what we call good things or the benefits, it is essential for us to know about what are the things we should not do or we should abandon. We call it objects of abandonment or pangsa in Tibetan, things we should get rid of, things we should not do. And there are things that we should adopt or cultivate. We call it objects of cultivation or langja. So in other words, we really need to first educate ourselves about, the spiritual matters concerning what are the things we should not do or we should get rid of, abandon, and what are the things we should do or we should cultivate. So by engaging in this practice of abandonment and cultivation, right, then we will be able to, fulfill our inner wishes, that is finding true peace and happiness and goodness.
What then does Sunzan that Jigdin, Jig Yongdalia, and the Jig Rangigi, and the Jig Kusung Kuchibotozo, and Yapoyuna, and the Jig Ramshit Samaria, and the Jig Jibusambo Yondaya. 아지 구송구 쪼와데 냠바당 도자들 때네 라시 참말야지 강에당 동행할 동행이냐야 통유야지다 근데 수용되고 열었어
In a general sense, that as we look around in our society that we live in, what we can see is that if we do the right things, if you will, the actions which are right and proper, then these actions lead to a positive outcomes or the results. But if we do the wrong actions or the wrong things, then these actions lead to problems and outcomes that we don't want. And that's what really we can see, just generally speaking, in a society, how our life goes about. Like, do the right thing, you have good outcomes, and do the wrong things, and you get bad results.
我得得得当我自己去不通呢你去谈一下你去给来了点呢提来这个具体的这物他了呀这物他上不着用呀来没给我了点呢这物他懂用呀他也得钱的用得有的是。Now
we couch what I just said in a sort of a Dharma terms, that's why we use the term karma, karmic actions. So in the Dharma language, what we say is, if we do positive actions or the good actions, then we are going to have positive outcomes of the results. If we do the bad actions or the negative actions, wrong actions, then we will get the negative outcomes or the bad results which we don't want.
Oh, then there is that. Le sangbo le dene trevu sangbo yungu yore, le migo le dene trevu tuja yungu yore, kange yungu yore sade, ta yongdang kandre si yungu yume, du khal dene kandre si 用过月面，每个月在那跟着跟着周，跟着周月面，住当地跟着跟着周个月面，我得当先过月的是，嗯，得先过个，咱得先别去多，俺那马上就不给就两点那里呀，两点钱一堆那这个，俺那这啊，这两点了呀，俺那这一些个，俺调好一下都做两点三呀，都做天南的用这个月的是，俺那这个他们那些就跨了呀，俺那你穷个三八。
So of course, it may be just a simple statement to say that if we do negative actions, then they lead to negative outcomes, and if we do positive actions, they lead to positive outcomes. But there's more to it, we have to learn about the nature of different karmas and how the negative karmas have destructive nature, and how they are very related to producing negative results, and the same thing with the positive actions and how they have a beneficial nature and they produce beneficial results. So that's why in the context of Lamrim teaching or teaching on stages of path enlightenment, we focus on this particular topic called karmic actions and results. And that's where we learn about different aspects of karma, different types of karma, and different outcomes which are brought about by different karmic actions. So in the context of Lamrim, as our great lamas or the teachers have always been advising us that we need to study karmic actions and results so that we develop what is called conviction in the infallible functioning of karmic actions. So basically, good karmas will always lead to good results and bad karmas will always lead to bad results, and they don't get confused along the way. Okay, so there are other things related to karma we talk about. And also, one of the things that we do talk about a lot in the context of Lamrim is how can we develop aversion to the miseries in samsara. Because samsara is not a happy situation to be in. It's better, much better to get out of samsara. So to get out of samsara, we need to renounce samsara. But to be able to renounce samsara, we have to understand the suffering nature of samsara. Again, that's very much related to our own karmic actions. Okay? So I think in that framework, within that framework, we can appreciate the importance of learning about what is called a chain of 12 links or dependent links or the 12 links of interdependent origination. Okay. How we get into samsara and how can we get out of samsara.
Well, the lesson that I'm going to say is that
So as we often talk about this, that each of us has got these three things, body, speech, and mind. It is through these three we perform actions. We perform physical actions, we perform verbal actions, we perform mental activities or actions. Yeah, so those are the only three types of activities, actions that we as individuals can do. And now the point of talking about these things is, as I started off, that we have to learn about the things that we should not do or we should abandon, or should abandonment, which means we should learn about what are the actions which constitute negative, whether it is physical action or verbal or mental, okay? And do our best not to do them, but if we do them, you know, how can we purify ourselves of those negativities? But what are the actions which constitute constructive, positive, and beneficial actions of body, speech, and mind? Learn about those actions so that we are able to engage in, we make efforts to do the positive actions. So now, these are the things very much deal with as we talk about the 12 dependent links. You know, one of the links is the karmic formation. Yeah. And so this is what we learn about. In a sense, that framework, 12 dependent links, it's kind of organized in such a way that, relatively speaking, it's easier for us to kind of think about, you know, these different points and matters. Of course, I will do my best to explain these dependent links, you know. But then, of course, if I leave out something, you know, not explain clearly, whatever, so I would defer you to Venerable Tenzin Khaje, who has studied Dharma for many, many years, and she has, you know, a vast knowledge about these things, so you can certainly, ask her about clarifications on these matters.
What the lesson that Chick Tendi Delia, Nichi Nanshina Ma, Nishan Yagi, Nichi Kunjagi, and Tendis in Yoris, the name that Duduk, and Tendis, Shenny Yungu Yori, that hundred goes share with Tendi, and so the Kunjagi Tendi.
In Buddhism, when we talk about tento, dependent arising, or pratisamutpada, it could be understood in several ways. And one of the ways is dependent arising in terms of cause and effect relationship. Okay? And another way is dependent arising in terms of relativity. How things exist in relation to each other. Not so much one causes the other, but it's how things exist relating to one another. Now, all these different ways of understanding what is dependent arising, at this point of time, we are talking about dependent arising in terms of cause and effect relationship. Yeah? And within that, again, we focus a lot on karmic cause and its result, right? Karma, different types of karma producing different types of results. So there is that cause and effect relationship between karma and its outcomes.
Then there's some nāngbā gā āni jīyōng gā tāt gā āni jī tāwā, tīngyū gā tāwā sī tān tī tīngyū ngā tēntē sīng tī rīs tī rūp sāti.
And as I mentioned, that dependent arising could also be understood in terms of relativity, how things are related to each other. So in Buddhism, when we talk about universal sort of a characteristic or a feature of Buddhism, is that Buddhism really emphasizes the view of dependent arising, pratisamutpada. Now that view of dependent arising is really more to do with dependent arising in terms of relativity, how things exist relating to something
else.
道丁中国道生，他教我操我没有，道丁中国道生，这几个怕是那这个燃料，实际到底定的那这个，夸全部，苦逼全部，实际念头也有点儿，是咋子了？So in you know Buddhism, we often talk about the two salient features of Buddhism or Buddha's teaching. One relates to what we call the view, how things actually exist. You know, that is the, what we call the ontological status, as my professors would say. There you go, they teach me in big words, and I don't know what they mean, but I'm just kidding. You know, how things really exist. That's what we call ontology, or phenomena. So that has to do with the view of dependent arising, okay, dependent arising in terms of law of relativity, if you will. But the other salient characteristic of Buddhism is the action, behavior part. That's why Buddhism emphasizes the principle of non-violence or ahimsa, compassion, right? And so those two are very essential salient features of Buddha's teaching.
What that thing? Se dagarane ne rang di duksa de xian le den ne. Xian dan zhe wo chan ne yong gu yo le, xian le den ne yong gu za ding zhong le. An zhe ge rang de wo zhe gu gu yi na xian le den ne yong gu zhan xian le ya, na rang ge ka gu ka zhe zhu gu le, jiao wa de cao wa me ge tong ne zhu gu yo. Da du zu be niam leng na da, na zhe wo yu ne zhu le, da zhe an zhe me zhe na le ya, me zhe kan zhe ge wo me zhe zuo ya ge sheng kan zhe zhu gu yo me. Da du zu be ding na ne, tong zha cha yang sheng wo, da ding na dun de yong de ge yo le.
So this principle or the view of dependent arising is not just a construct or a concept out there, you know, somewhere in a cyberspace or something, but it's very much, relevant to our own everyday, living, you see, and interaction with other people. And what Buddhism teaches us is if we want to be happy, if we want to find peace, then we really have to learn to relate to other people in our environment or the others that we interact with. Yeah. Because without them, we really can't find our own peace and happiness. Yeah. And so to find peace and happiness, we should respect and treat others properly so that we should not harm them or hurt them or be, rude to them. Because these actions do not bring happiness and peace and the good things we are seeking. So the things we really talk about in Buddhism is very much to do with our own everyday, way of living, that how should we relate ourselves to other people? The importance of others in our life, all the things we are seeking, happiness, the goodness, this must all come from, depending upon, as we say, other people in the society and in the surrounding.
Oh, then that's something that you like doing in Alian. 저거
So within this framework of 12 dependent links or interdependent originations, we can very much find those two essential salient features of Buddhism, the view of dependent arising and the action of non-violence or compassion, if you will. So the first dependent link in the 12, in this chain, is the what called ignorance or avidya. Yeah. Now, what kind of ignorance are we talking about? Yeah. As I was explaining the other day, that this ignorance pertains to how we misperceive self or I to exist. Yeah. When we think about ourselves as a person or self, yeah, the way we really see self to exist is as if it exists in and of itself, you know, has almost nothing to do with our aggregates. Yeah. So we have this sense of like, okay, I exist almost independently of myself. That's who I am. That is myself. Yeah. But that's where we went wrong. That is the ignorant conception. Because the self really does not exist that way, the way we think it exists. The way self actually exists is it is dependently existent. It depends upon our own body and mind, or as we say, skandhas or aggregates. Okay. So what is self? It's nothing but it's something labeled onto our collection of aggregates. Okay. So there is that relationship between self or I as a person and my aggregates. Okay. So that's the number one. We said ignorance is the first dependent link, and we should understand, you know, how it misperceives, if you will, I or self or person to exist.
마다 제와 처음에 터내는 이거 두치기 레하고 터내 삼문다에네 안지 나가 제와 처음에 막 이기 제와 처음에 류기 제와 처음에 터내 안지 두치기 레데 개벨레 개벨레를 때는 제우 때와 용고 이거 두치기 레데는 처음부터 썼어요.
So as I said, the two essential salient features of Buddhism, the view of dependent arising, is very much contained in this framework. And as I just explained, because to be able to understand how self or person or I really exists, we have to understand that it is dependently existent. It is a dependent arising. It depends upon our body and mind or our skandhas or aggregates. But that's not how we see it. We see it as if it exists independent of itself. And that's our ignorance or avidya. Yeah. Now the next dependent link, as I was explaining last time, is called karmic formation. Okay, it's to do with karma. So this is where the Buddhist principle of non-violence is very much, you know, related. You know, when we perform actions of body, speech, and mind, we should not hurt anyone through these actions. Right? Don't do anything physically to harm or hurt others. Don't say something that hurts or harms others. Don't think about something bad, hurtful to others. See? So the principle of non-violence, you know, ahimsa, is very much part of this karmic formation, link.
我的那是啊，他这 也拉中医给那的，那汤婆 마르고사데 지담 마르고사데 이제 몽바 아니 유태다테 이제 마신이게 이 몽바게 이 심중들이 저래디어레스.
So ignorance, can be understood in different ways. Generally, when we say that, oh, we are ignorant about something, you know, what it really means is I don't know about that something. It's like the oblivious, you know, of something I don't know what it is. So I don't have the knowledge of about whatever the thing we are talking about. So I'm just being ignorant. That's all we are saying it.
Oh, then just that so you don't worry about that. Yeah, and it's a tekhwanani. 我们那些内陆的梦的那个，嗯，马这个阶段，嗯，连接了梦的那个，嗯，马这个你要的是。
But ignorance that we are talking about in the context of 12 dependent links is really different one. It's not just not knowing about something or lack of, but it is a misapprehension, as we said. We misperceive reality or self to exist independently, and oftentimes we talk about ignorance pertaining to ultimate reality. Okay, because we don't know how things actually exist. That's one kind of ignorance we have. And the other ignorance is pertaining to the law of karma and its outcomes. So we have ignorance pertaining to the law of karma and its outcomes. We have ignorance pertaining to how things really exist and actually exist.
What the lesson on that quality?
So as we you know, go about in samsara. We go through all kinds of, you know, sometimes we have good times, you know, but many times we have bad times. So all kinds of sufferings and pains and headaches, you know, that we go through, even sometimes excitement, these are very much related with our ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of phenomena. If we don't know the ultimate nature of phenomena, and so relating to that, that ignorance is sort of like the ground or the source due to which, you know, we go through all kinds of experiences in samsara.
What in the Tekonan Yelongo, Matigoti, Energy, Koye, Energy, Kualia, Nikiabe, Energy, Kele, Nata, Mikile, Nata, Otigi, Gugulung, Chenipang, Goyotis, what the dozens are done, Marigosinity, Energy, Quata Turkoya, Dang, Hokanji, Niku, Energy, Mo, Kulegachita, Kanji, Mio, Dashing, Goyotis, Nil.
So the point I'm trying to make here is that ignorance that all of us have pertaining to the ultimate reality or the nature of phenomena, it acts as a motivational cause, due to which, you know, we create both good and bad karmic actions, and which always keep us within samsara. Okay? We do good things due to that ignorance, and they bring some good results in samsara, but we do many bad things, and of course then that really brings on more headaches in samsara. And all of our good and bad actions are usually related to that kind of ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of the phenomena. So that's why it's very important, we feel, to be able to get out of samsara, that we must really try to identify precisely what that ignorance is. How does our ignorance or ignorant conception perceive self or I to exist or phenomena to exist? If we have to know its entity or the nature, and we have to know its function, you know, what kind of stuff it does. You know, it's not just a neutral thing. You know, it is, it causes all kinds of problems.
Ata marigwa tige ngo de ene kasangin da chik deshe gya tsao yins. Da chik marigwa singi tige ene chik ko chik yu miksa di ene chik kansa alimik yungu ya res. An kansa alimik ne tinte ku mikbe kansa di ene pungbu la.
So as I explained a couple of weeks ago, now what kind of ignorance are we talking about? This ignorance pertaining to ultimate nature of things is, as I even mentioned a little earlier, that when we think about ourselves as a person, okay, or as self, as we say, self, person, I, these are all synonyms in this context. Okay, who am I? Okay, what is myself? You know, who is this person? I said, I am, right? The way we perceive that self, I, or person is as if it exists independently with kind of fixed entity or a nature and has nothing to do with my body and mind. Okay? So that's how we really conceptualize and see I or self to exist. That is an ignorance relating to ultimate nature of self.
Oh, David, that's it.
You know, we have such a fixed, you know, notion of who I am, or who the self is, or what the self is, and who the person is, that it really has that sense of, it does not depend on anything else. It can stood by itself, independently. Okay? And then if we can get an opportunity to trade this self with like a Buddha's omniscient mind or something, we are ready to do it, because we think it's something we can do, you know. That's, we see it's like there's nothing it's dependent upon, and it's very independent and fixed, that we have control over it, that if we can trade it with something better, we can really do it, you know. But you can't do it. You know, we can't trade this kind of a self with, say, Buddha's omniscient mind or, you know, even enlightened body.
What did that matter about the Pigilia energy? Because we're seeing the Zanga Soso Nasha can do, Chick Shenanda, and I'm just holding to the top Kalasa, ma, see it, but you didn't put your child with yours. What did Lord Telachic Soso and Dacia Chen and Shinju Cheta? Lord did the Yadi, Soso Pumula Dio Mavasita, the Yuri, child with yours, Lotilla.
So maybe as we are sitting here and I talk about how each of us feel that self or I or me as a person is kind of exists, you know, with this kind of fixed entity, independent in and of itself, does not depend on my body and mind. Kind of hard to think about it. Oh, well, I really don't think that way. But there are many moments in our life, let's say when we really get scared and we freak out. At such moments, the way we grasp at identity or I or self, that really, if we can take, grab that opportunity and look at it, how we see the self, the reason why we get so scared as if somebody has pulled the ground underneath our feet is because of that fixed notion of I or the self. Yeah, we really don't want to lose it. We're so attached to it. Yeah. So such moments, it's very important for us to investigate. Oh, how am I seeing my, I'm so scared, I freak out, right? Now how do I see that self or the I? We see it as really independent of, you know, body and mind and other things.
What in the way that Maribotigi, Gugun, Lani, and Tapusum, Chowati, and Shine, and Lega, Chowatuyata, and the Toyuores.
So it all starts from that kind of ignorance we have, and then it's kind of, as I said, motivates in a very deep way, and so now we engage in physical, verbal, and mental actions. We perform actions, which is karma.
What did that Maribbe? Tehonan, you know, Maribe, and to Gune Land, eh? And Le Mushi, and to Lugle, Marle, Yigle, Mushi, Sand, to Sanga Tina, Migivi, Legi, and Migivi, Legi, Sand, and to Tugulum Delia, and Lende, Machinbe, and Mongwe Maributi, and Tito Swimming, we are this Tugulumla.
So we kind of basically embed ourselves in this kind of ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of self or reality. And then we engage in all kinds of actions. Now in the case of, say, negative actions, what happens is another kind of motivation which pops up situationally, if you will. And that motivation is, again, ignorance pertaining to law of karma and actions. So that's why we engage in negative actions. So the situational motivation in the case of engaging in negative actions is because we don't know better. It's just a lack of ignorance pertaining to karma and its outcome.
What that is to Gulonia, Lendel Mumbe, Maribo, the Yontak and the Yungoras, and the Machin Limbe, and the Pampa Yonata, Machin Limbe, Yabachina, and the Shenge, and the Kanda Maribo, Gunelane, and Gunola Chai and Goyores, Gunola Chabe, Chabala Dene, and Shenge, and Tatus, Shenge, and the
Let me give you a specific example to illustrate the point that I want to make here. Say that we are grounded in this ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of self or I or personal reality. And so due to which, say, we develop this attachment to things, right, to things. And then, you know, we very much want, crave for something that somebody else has and we don't have. I want that. I'm very attached to it. And so we then engage in whatever necessary action, right, to get it for ourselves. But we don't, you know, understand that by stealing somebody's property or getting it for ourselves in an improper way, that kind of action leads to negative outcomes. So we are ignorant about that.
What does not consider on the Chigilega, Nipa Yolia, Niti, Sonoma in Bele, Sonongle, Mules, Lele, and Tetempa, and see. Your 되게 최고 꿀웅들이야 렌델 몸에 말했대 용무여스
Remember that last time we talked about the different types of karma. We talked about what called meritorious karmic actions or virtuous karmic actions. Sonamgile. Yeah, we talk about non-virtuous or non-meritorious karmic actions. Sonammaibile, which are the negative ones. Then we talked about certain karmic actions. At the time, I used the word unchanging or immutable, meaning that those actions, when you do, the results cannot be invalidated or changed to something else. So there are different kinds of karma. Now, in the case of non-meritorious or non-virtuous karmic actions, a situational motivation that I'm trying to explain is because of our ignorance pertaining to what kind of results are brought about if I steal someone's property or if I do something bad to somebody else, because we don't, you know, see the negative outcomes that follows from our actions.
What did they say? That the new to jig any less idea and simply and simple quadro young again, simjum, sympathies, sympathat, and chaso, and your mother they give, and chaso, and your mother give, and gain a tea chawate pa, and pick a shilpa, jupert ching again, legging.
So in a very technical sense, when we talk about karma, in this particular case, the karma is understood as a mental factor, okay, as a secondary mental attitude, as we've said, the dimension of a symptom, okay, that is related to a number of other states of mind. And sometimes it can be related to attachment, by being attached to something, then there arises this karma, which is a mental factor, which kind of push us to engage in an action to get what we want or do what we wanted to do. Yeah. Technically, it is a mental activity or a mental factor. Karma is.
What did it? That's a sonum galeta and miyube leto zugi and chik tuku kulung lea lentele mong ba marikuti yungu yaw maris.
In the case of virtuous or meritorious actions and other kind of action I just mentioned, which is called immutable or unchanging one. You see, that situational motivation, the ignorance pertaining to karma does not arise in the case of engaging in meritorious actions and that other kind of actions. It's only in terms of negative actions that situational motivation arises, you know, ignorance about the outcomes. So when we learn about these different things relating to karma, then we can intervene. Like as we started to think about engaging in negative karma, we can think about, oh, if I do that, it will lead to some negative outcome. You know, so we have that knowledge about. So we can intervene and prevent ourselves from pursuing that action. We may think about, okay, but then it's okay, no, that's not good, right? So we can back off and we can intervene, our negative actions. So when we engage in physical, verbal, and mental actions, in a very kind of very technical sense, the karma is to do with that as a mental factor that arises with other states of mind, and it kind of pushes us to pursue that action we decide. And so once we perform the action, good or bad or whatever the case may be, then the action ceases to exist, right? It must kind of cease to exist. When it ceases to exist, what happens to our actions, good and bad karmic actions, is they kind of become latencies or predispositions. Okay, now our karmic action ceases to exist, then its nature transforms into a predisposition or latency.
What did the lady done? Pajang or Nedan can just never as an answer to Labalia and Zopa, Jacoba, not Zopa the Pah you winner. Good Zopa the Pan Joy and a good timidity dead we are us. What the nation led the cow and a led to get shabby, never Pajadi, timination dead we are us.
So I mean, if you say, okay, I mean, what is a latency or bhakta, predisposition of a karma that we talk about? Now it is just like if we sometimes, you know, wash, like we got our hands dirty and we wash them, so it looks like it's washed, but still something's there, smell, you know, there's something, you know, left. So the latencies are just like that. They are the imprints of the karma.
Yeah, and no. What the lesson Paja sadi, the paja sadi, shao in, yogu in, paja sadi, called the yonsegi ju, and lelten a yongu yoris.
Of course, you know, where did the imprints come from? Or they come from the karmic actions. If you don't perform the karmic actions, you will not have any kind of imprints of them, right? So the karmic actions are the source of those imprints.
What the letter paja sin the kunjigi in Java Kanade Gor and Aranzo anything Messinala in everything, Misosogo anything, Samotanda, and Kusunguchoan and Chagiamaris. Those Madao de Guda Kinjilit in a Yontig Yoris. What a Gudilla, Guda Kint in a Yonda, Guda Kinti, and Kashejini, Setari Darangi, and Gudan Kin, as Kukin Samos and Chavalatine, Pajato Setakarana Mia.
So when we look at ourselves and everybody around us, you know, we see a lot of differences maybe in terms of the way we think, okay, our mental dispositions, the way we behave, and we carry on ourselves in everyday life. A lot of these things and all kinds of experiences we go through in our life, a lot of this, I mean, these things are very much related to, not a lot of them, these are related to the imprints of the karma that we have created. In many cases, it could be that we have created certain karmas in this lifetime, and they have left the imprints on our mind. But these imprints are somehow very powerful, and they get activated by other conditioning factors, and then we experience the results of these imprints in this life. Okay. Other times, it's the, you know, the imprints of karmas that we have accumulated in past lifetimes get activated in this life, and then we experience the results of those imprints. See. So all the things happening in our life are related to the imprints of the karmas we have either created in the past or, you know, in this lifetime. But once those imprints get activated, then different outcomes come up, and we, you know, we have to deal with them. We experience
them. What the lesson is that the Koyan is a very important thing. The same thing is that the Koyan is a very important thing. The same thing is that the Koyan is a very important thing. The same thing is Do that change the tune and they shake your little tone in the Zanga, little tone water, Pajal tone, we are stuck.
So, all of our sentient beings in samsara or, you know, cyclic existence, you know, we have all these different experiences of, you can say, comforts and happiness and suffering. You know, we are all not alike in those sense. There's no kind of equality of suffering, everybody gets the same share of suffering. This isn't. You know, why is that? You know, why some people have too much suffering, others don't seem to have much suffering, you know, some have a lot of happiness, others don't have. Why is all this kind of a variety that we see among ourselves? Of course, that could only be explained based upon what we call cause and effect relationships. And when we talk about what cause and effect relationship, then it boils down to karmic actions and their outcomes. Then we go further down that investigation, we say, while it has to do with imprints of the different karmas we have created and accumulated, when the different imprints get activated by different situations and factors, then we get different outcomes and results.
Yeah.
So when we talk about these things, you know, of course, we talk is in the context of Buddhist teaching. So it seems like it has to do with the religion or the spirituality or some kind of faith-based thing. But we really not. This is talking about reality as it is. It doesn't matter, I mean, technically speaking, whether one believes in some kind of religion or not. We can say one is completely what we call non-believers, you know, such as like communists, you know. But the things that happen there in their life, many of those things are all things related to what they have done, you know, their own actions and the influence of their actions. Yeah. So this, you know, we talk about in the context of a Dharma, seems like it's a faith-based, kind of religion-based, spirituality-based, but really it's not. We're talking about, you know, realities as they are.
Well, that gave me energy.
Yeah. About the latency, I'm sorry, but the latencies, if you can clarify that, are they, judging by the example you gave, they must be a type of matter, right? The latencies or the inference?
Oh, I see.
Then,
When we talk about what are called, how should we put it, functional things in Buddhism, right, things which are produced by positive conditions, that's what we mean by things or functions, noble. We categorize them into three types. We talk about, you know, forms, okay, visible forms, so. We talk about consciousness or minds, seva. Then we talk about third category, which is neither form nor consciousness. The imprints or the latencies, we talk about, belongs to that category. It's neither form nor, you know, a state of mind or consciousness.
What did the name of this?
So it's not a form, matter. It's not matter.
What did the song that did give me anti perlia, anti jugu chen, tamolo, and chanum, gujala, and rene, and lare, and a chanum service, chanum serene, and a chick, not a chick banjo, go down to the ing yoga me, to the telia, and a bed.
They started to think about, I think, relating to the things we're talking about, karma and the outcomes. Because what have the communist Chinese done in Tibet? To some extent, because they brought the socialism there, and they said, okay, you know what? We are going to have equal distribution of the things among the people. So then they kind of, took all the things from the rich and, you know, everything distributed to the poor people. To some extent, it's okay, equal distribution. But with that kind of what's called actions being carried out under the communist socialization, still, many poor people, they still start to remain poor and they get poorer after getting all that thing. And those who are rich, they got deprived of that thing, then they still started to prosper. And so some communist Chinese, they started, why is this? You know, we're just being equal and fair to everybody, we bring them right. But still, these many poor people still remain poor. Nothing's happening. When this, the rich people, you know, whose property they took away, but they started to prosper again. So these things, the point I want to make is related to our karmic actions and imprints of the karmas, you know. So external factors, you know, sometimes may not play that much influence. It depends on what kind of karmas that we have done in the past and imprints we're carrying and imprints getting activated at a particular time.
Well, that in anything, you are to jiggy, let it, anything, let the sass on it, Pajati, and they say she could be yours, who a Paja Nessa Shich. Then they a Paja and Nessa Shitty, then they la Jungi and an energy, Sumba, and Lamshi sing it at yours.
So once we say create or accumulate the karmic actions, good, bad, or you say neither, whatever karmas we do, they cease to exist, and then they become latencies or the imprints or predispositions. Now these predispositions are deposited on our mental consciousness. This is the third dependent link. Okay, we started off with the ignorance pertaining to reality, right? And that's kind of the ground on which we're standing. Then we engage in all kinds of karmas. It's the karmic formation, second dependent link. And then the karma leaves its imprints on our mental consciousness, the third dependent link. So our mental consciousness is which carries, that which carries the imprints of the karmas.
어 근데 아니 지금 바자 내색이 시들이야. 아니 지금 계정 망부 창고 요래서 다가서 이제 건지 뭐 저기 이제 바자 내색 시리고 말이스. 제장 바자 내색이 이 시대야. 이제 근대 봐. 이제 계지 거의 끼네 탐제도 유아. 이제 배지 계지 거지기 된 그 안 더 통이 지고 요래서.
So it cannot be any kind of a state of mind or consciousness that could carry the imprints of the karma. You see, that particular consciousness has to fulfill certain characteristics, if you will. It has certain features. One of which is that it should be a kind of consciousness that has the stability. It exists, you know, that's the stability. It exists continuously. And it is the kind of consciousness that goes from one life into another life and it continues over many lifetimes. You see, the continuity of that consciousness is maintained over many lifetimes. Okay? It's that kind of consciousness that carries the imprints of karma. So the consciousness, the third dependent link that we talk about, that preserves or carries the imprints of our all kinds of karma, is the consciousness that has come into this life, in our case, from the past life, and that will go into the next life from this life. Okay? And so that's how, you know, it's the kind of consciousness, its continuity is maintained over many forms of existence, if you will.
뭐 된다서 나랑 저기 지금 사전 있는 게 이제 수고 홍보대 겨우 가면은 늘 용샤 말했어. 근데 왜 사전 있는 게 수고 홍보대 세타가랑 게 지금 수수 파말을 때네 좁샤레스. 근데 왜 사전 있는 게 수고 홍보대 겨우 치면 좋아요 말했어. 그 시수는 샤인 줄 알아마도 저기 캐줘야요 말했어. 맨자 지금 수고 홍보 때인데 야 아니 내가 파자디 대등 대 말했어.
So we have what is called the form aggregate of this body to be symbol, right? This body all started in this lifetime. It did not come from previous life. It all started with, you know, this life with our parents, you know, sperm and eggs. That's the material that produced this body. And so long as we're alive here, we keep this body. Once we die, we leave it behind, right? We don't carry it. So this body does not carry imprints of our karma. It cannot carry the imprints of karma.
我 等着说咱四岁南西的照顾个月的爬家的等些呢，吃得来人晒些个来给我每个块的晒呢，听我姐姐妈都这个让给，对我让个牛牙的，是让个的嘛都，先个牛牙要嘛的，是对爬家的，先个南西等罗爬下位呢，先个牛住过的，是对下牙要嘛的，是让个定的南西的定的下我咱让个牛牙的，是对。So
the point I want to emphasize here is, it is one's own mental consciousness that and other kinds of karmas that individuals accumulate. Yeah. And so there's no excuse in any case. Once you have created accumulated karma, you see, we have experienced its or their results at different times. Yeah. And maybe in this life or in the next life or the life after that. And there's no escape from the results of the karma. And also we cannot think like, you know what, maybe somebody else might take my place and experience that. No. Because we cannot deposit the imprints of our karma on somebody else's mental consciousness. If you could do that, yeah, then we can say, yeah, you carry it and you deal with it. But there's no way. We do our own actions. We are personally responsible for our actions. And those actions put their imprints on our consciousness, so nobody is responsible. So we have that personal responsibility. It carries over lifetimes, and we experience their results.
What did someone name she the pecha shana garantu ji ni so so ge lege chen ni ndu ko se ge teb ji yorwa teb de na shi cha ge yores what did teb de na shi cha dan kanja cha ge ras na le chen ni so so chi ge yores so so chen ni so so ni ma de na la le ge khar che mes chen ni de so so res an pe ge le de ge ni pe ge ni ndu ko ni de ko ni de zang ge pe ge yi ge chi ya de yi ge de che to de le na shi cha ge yores ko se ge teb de an someone name she na shi cha ge yores
So, I mean, the example I want to give about how all these things working, the things we talk about, it's like, you know, people who are really, you know, who like to keep diary. They want to write everything they do in a day, right? So one who is writing it, you're the agent, right? And then you put things in words or symbols, whatever, to remind yourself, this is what I did, this is what I did, right? But the one really keeps all your records is that book, the diary. So just like that, our mental consciousness is that diary book we have. And what is written in it is the karmic imprints. Okay? The one who's writing it is us, because we perform the actions. Okay? So this is how those three things go together.
So loving nalaya, thome maribati, and shigala nal sobatinde tamyi jimbana, thome maribati, samyi tamyi ki khansad nashiris. Niwo tujig liyate pike shingla tawake, sabiyo nashin. Sumba namshi di shingdangshin, res tindig pe jan sumyoris.
In the Lamrim teachings, different examples are given. They say that the dependent link of ignorance is just like a farmer who cultivates the field, who sows the seeds, right? And the karmic formation is the seed that is put into the soil. The soil or the field is just like the mental consciousness, right? So the farmer is the agent, the seed is sort of the agency or what is put in the soil, and the soil is that really preserves the seed and germinates it. So just like that, you know, ignorance is the agent, and the karmic formation is just like the seed, and the mental consciousness is the soil or the field.
What did the sons of a temnalia and it's lay a sign and the jet of go and she's gushy or this someone I'm shaking to the other good jelia and it's a figure again down to the chain to the land they would do your risk or the jet of go and she get jay your maris to the they would much of Masabodo.
So just as we write things in our diary, and so long as we keep the diary intact, we don't lose it, right? We will never forget. If we forget, we go back and say, okay, what did I do? Or what is, you know, everything's there, record. Just like that, you know, all the karmic actions that we perform, their imprints are preserved on our mental consciousness like a record. They never lose it. So this is really much better way of preserving it. So what happens is, as different times and situations, when different karmic imprints are activated by different factors, then they produce their results. Okay, until those conditions come together with the karmic, certain karmas, they still remain as imprints. They don't produce results.
Oh, did that? Tomai mare wa niwa tuchigile, sumba namshi si la chungi nane da sumba di, ngoja chia da tegze shagin tuzi tam tam tos an chowin.
Okay, so today I want to stop there with the three dependent links, and then I want to give you a chance to ask questions, looking at the clock on the wall. We want to make sure that we give you time to ask questions. So we, you know, started off with ignorance as the, you know, first dependent link. Then we talked about karmic formation as the second dependent link. Then how it, you know, deposits its imprints on our mental consciousness, the third dependent link. Okay, out of 12, those are three we just so far talked about. Okay. All right, now the floor is open, as we would say. Yes, Mimila.
I think all of this is very important to understand, but I hope that eventually we'll get to the point where we'll purify everything so we won't have it anymore.
So we won't go on and on with it.
That's a very important point you're bringing up. As we talk in the Lamrim, you know, of course, right now we're talking about a process, right? But this process could be intervened and interrupted somewhere. And that's the whole point of learning about these things. In the Lamrim, we say, okay, once we have accumulated negative karmas, we can purify them before they bring their bad results, you know, through the application of what is called four powerful antidotes. Right, so we apply the antidotes, you know, even if we have created bad karmas, you know, before they bring their results, you know, we get rid of them and then we are fine. Okay, so those things are very important. The whole purpose of learning all this is we learn about the process and then we can say how can we intervene and stop it so that we really don't have to continuously go through the process round and round and round, you know, as if there's no end to it. So it's a very good point you're bringing up.
What the lender does a Yahoo Shimba, you know, Kusumi Chawang and Balachu into Sanga Lassantelaya and it's.
Okay, so So as I was trying to communicate to you, the whole purpose of talking about these things and educate us about this matter is once we learn about karma and its outcomes, then that knowledge can be used in our everyday life. Say in the case of negativities, you know, we do our best, you know, not to do them. Well, then sometimes we might end up doing them, but then we regret for having done them and we apply antidotes to purify ourselves of the karma. Yeah? So once we have understanding of the karmas, then we are able to do all those things. But if we don't know about karma, then we don't know what to do. Just things happen as if they happen. Yeah? In the case of positive karmas, when we learn about them, so we say, okay, it's even important to do a small karma, positive actions, because little karmas, they accumulate into big someday, right? Or that at the end of doing a good karma, we rejoice in our karma, so that it increases the karma. So all of this appreciation and things could be done based upon our understanding of karma, how karma is functioning.
What the China Gungo condition of Holy and Jing Gagging and Jing Niji Yedevis, Tina Shimaran Sugna, and Jing Lanjak of Holland Shasha and Tavaran Ho, Gavel and Gavel and Pachaching, Miku Yedevis, Miku Mel Swing, Nibotian, Gavisha Yedevis, those Yedevis.
So just as in the external world, as we can see, due to certain causes and conditions, certain things can be produced. Those things can be good, those things can be bad. If we don't want the bad things to happen, then we interrupt the process somewhere, and at least we can minimize the bad outcomes, or we can prevent it completely, right? In the case of the good things, we say, okay, what are the things I must do to have that good result? Okay, how can I even improve better result, right? These are the things we can see in the external world. Now, the same thing inside our mind as we think about karmas, right? What are the bad karmas that I shouldn't do, or I can interrupt, and so that I can minimize their effect somehow, or I don't do them at all. In the case of the good karmas, you know, how can I improve my good karmas? It's the same process, whether it's in the outside world, things happening, or how it works inside us. Okay, okay, another question somewhere. Oh, you have a hand, yes. Are you? Okay, yeah.
Good seed and bad seed carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Purification. The seed is the seed, purification or not, the seed, depending on the condition, will have the effect. The good and the bad, as I understand, is two different accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We can accumulate old account, old thing in the good account, but the bad thing still exists. How can we purify it? Purify it in the way that no condition for the seed, bad seed, proper out, or it disappear.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot disappear.
Why you say that it cannot disappear?
The seed is the seed.
But seed can be destroyed in the sense that it is useless seed. It's a burnt seed. It is a damaged seed. It has no power to germinate.
That means have no condition for the seed to sprout out.
So yeah, either way, the seed is useless. If it doesn't meet with the condition, it will never bring results. So, I mean, let's say I do a negative karma. Either that negative seed is purified, means the seed is destroyed, or it will never meet the condition. So either way, I'm fine. That karma will never ripen. So why I worry about it? It's done, right? I'll ask him, but, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. Well, how can you say it will?
Now.
You know, I'm the son of a farmer. Like, we grow bad seeds, you know, damaged seeds. They never grow, you know. We put in the field. There's a rain, there's sunshine. We work hard, like, you know, kill ourselves and never grow. By your, like, reason, it should grow. Like, it's a seed. Never get destroyed.
Let's say, just like the act of killing one.
Right.
But killing one, really intentional, killing that one.
Mm-hmm.
But killing that one to save 100 others,
okay,
or save the whole country.
Yes.
That can be a good merit there.
Okay.
But the act of killing
yes.
one, still the bad one,
yes.
is there.
Okay, yes.
The one that killed, have the act of killing,
yes.
have to face the consequence of it.
Okay, yes.
That's a bad seed.
Uh-huh,
never
yes.
go away. It doesn't matter of the person that killed regret or do anything.
Okay.
It's still there.
Okay.
And not this lifetime, next mm-hmm. lifetime, or many more lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for it.
Okay, so you're stating your kind of opinion about it, we can listen to it too, right? But that's not a really question because...
But no.
Yeah.
The question is...
Yeah.
If good and bad like that,
right.
and talking about karma, we do know it.
Right.
But purification,
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure.
How it works, that you mean?
How it works.
Okay, because you are using the word never, so it kind of scares me. Never purify, you know? It's like never hope for enlightenment. We'll never purify, right?
Enlightenment, when we're ready for it, but
it just
though the bad seed's still there, the only thing is, it's just the mind. This act right here,
mm-hmm.
will have a consequence. Let's say, for example,
mm-hmm.
I did this.
Mm-hmm.
The consequence for that
mm-hmm.
is I have accident,
mm-hmm.
car accident. I
yeah.
will break my neck.
Right.
I know it's bad.
Right.
I do any good thing or
mm-hmm.
regret it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that when the time comes or condition comes,
mm-hmm.
the accident that break my neck only break. My leg.
Yes.
Not the neck.
Okay.
It's not that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
What do you mean? It's not
I
that.
I still
is that
have
true?
To pay for it. That means I'm breaking.
Yeah.
My
sometimes
leg.
It works like that. Yes. Instead of losing your neck, you lose your finger. Yeah. It works that.
No.
See, you're very stubborn in your view. No, I'll tell Gisela. Right.
That's what I asked.
What I'm saying, there, Miguel, but that thing, there, Sangye, Chev, Roa. Sangbu chepa teta risa ta ngenpa chepa ina rwa kusa shaya gina yuwa mara isi kora tati tati ina nyangpo kora ma nga la dinde ina kasa nyangpo tupshi ta chepa kora mido ta tabla kopa toya kora o tati shaa saya ti kyun yungma dhiso kwa nyangpo kora isi kari ina la ngenpa chepa ina
Paranzo tanda yela chungi gina na thongwa marikwa nyangpo li ya tame tawe shiro yo risa tame tawe shiro ki ane chik thongwa marikwa te mewa susu na na nikiwe le te rangshungu ka risa tawa yungsa mewa suyo rasa
Okay, what Gisela wants to say is, remember, we started off with the first dependent link is the ignorance. Because we misperceive self or I or person to exist. We don't know about the reality as it is. Now, when we cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness as an antidote, right, that should knock out the ignorance completely. Because it's once that ignorance is gotten rid of, then we will never experience any bad results because all other delusions and negativities completely cannot produce any results. So that's how we break it, you know, that chain.
From that point on,
right.
not from the previous.
Oh yeah, no, from previously, yeah. From point that on, yes. Right.
Ngaranzo chi kyo nga chi ta, na chi doso kye lingye ji ne, na chi kowe, na kyu chi ma di saya yo res, sangye ya gondi wa susu li yue de res. So sankhya yoris, dhubchi thadu dhwa kukku yorasana, susu kyula dhame dhebe shirabdi kyeba yina, thi yana khawala kiwala yaa thongwa marigwati mabaswa yana khawaya gyun kagiris. Owa di khawaya gyun kagi yuwe dhubchi dha tsogwa di dhiris, dhame dhebe shirab kukku yoris, dhansingi nyambo res kho.
Those of us who have embraced the Dharma, the point of studying all these different aspects of like the suffering nature of samsara, the 12 dependent links, how we come into samsara and we get stuck here, is to be able to understand how can we get out of samsara. So our hope and belief is that, if we cultivate the wisdom realizing selflessness or emptiness, once that wisdom is applied to our ignorance, when that fundamental ignorance is gotten rid of, then we really see the end of the samsara. You see? And from then onward, when that ignorance is completely eliminated, then the samsara ends for us, for that particular individual. There is no more samsara. So we, as we think about this whole structure of the thing, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, as you would say. You know, we say, okay, there is end. I don't have to go round and round and round in samsara, right? I don't have to go merry-go-round. I can see, you know, I can stop somewhere, interrupt it. You know, I can have the realization of selflessness. I can get rid of the ignorance, and then I can say goodbye to samsara, right? That's the whole point of, you know, study and practice of Dharma, right?
Because
right now we are focused on 12 dependent links that is really tied up with what we call the delusions and the negativities, and that's how we come. We are talking about the process by which we come into samsara, we get stuck in samsara, we go round and round in samsara. Now the next time, I mean, there's 12 dependent links which are associated with what we call the liberated side of the phenomena, which is an antidote to this whole process. So we can say, if we follow that 12 dependent link, right, choose that over this one, well, you get out, right, of samsara. He said, has he made his point clear to you or not?
Okay,
let me give this example. Like in the Buddhism, we talk about some arahats, or arahants, as Pali would say in the language. Arahants is you know, somebody who has completely destroyed delusions. Okay, that's the definition. Okay, so somebody in this lifetime, let's say, attains that nirvana or the arahatship. Okay, so he or she has completely eliminated the delusions. Yeah. So that we take for granted now in this particular case. Now this person has still got a lot of imprints of the bad karmas from the past life, because he's still not dead, it's scaring here. But these karmas cannot produce any negative results because they do not have conditioning factors. All the delusions are purified. So therefore, those karmas don't matter. It's completely useless. As I said, burnt seeds. He didn't say it, but you know, burnt seeds. So therefore, this person is completely out of samsara. Okay. Okay, we'll stop there today. Very interesting discussion. Reality checking, you know. Lunchtime. Yeah, I just got a note here. Yeah, okay, I'll say that. So we can't do it Wednesday, yeah. Maybe she should just stay somewhere and get here on Sunday, I think. Stay at the airport, I'm just kidding. No, I think probably they changed her flight, I'm assuming. So, I don't know. I'll maybe double check with them and make sure, you know. But that's what I got the note here.
Right.
Okay. What's his whole name? Ray what? Ray Remick. Okay. I remember that most of us remember our kind Ray Remick, you know, who lays the cushions, you know, religiously for Sundays. And appreciative, I think I just heard it, you know, he passed away on Friday. So we just remember his kindness and, you know, send our prayers and thoughts for him. Probably, I'm guessing he took it too hard on himself about Geshe-la, that's my guess. Yeah, and of course because of his health situation and, you know, his age and all compounding factors. But we remember his kindness and, you know, send our prayers for him. And then I got a note here which I have to go back and double check it, but I'm going to say what's written here because there's some information still not there, right? That's my difficult job. Sometimes I don't have all the information, but I say it the next time. Somebody will come back like, oh, that's what he said it. Well, I said it was written here, you know. I remember the other day we announced that March 11th, Wednesday, Tashi will come back with more important relics of Geshe-la, and between 2:30 and 3, hopefully, And then we, those of us who have time, we could come here, you know, dressed nicely to welcome Geshe-la back. Okay? So that now the schedule has been changed. Because according to His Most Eminence Lata Rinpoche, he said, you know, Sunday is a better day. And so the relics will arrive here, so we can welcome, you know, Geshe-la's relic to the monastery here, which means we can't do it on Wednesday the 11th. Yeah. Now the thing is, I don't know what time Sunday. Yes, that's that. I don't have all the information. So I'm going to go back and double check with them so that we can do proper welcoming, you know, for Geshe-la. Okay. So after the dedication prayers and everything, I'll go and double check if they know anything. Sometimes even they don't know anything. So then anyway, we have to call TDL and find out the timing. Okay. So Wednesday, scrap it off your diary book. I'm just kidding. You wrote down somewhere. And put Sunday. Okay. For that. And as we are talking about that, I think maybe, I mean, most of you already know that, but I want to share for some new people some of the good signs and information we got from India. Is on the March 1st when they opened Geshe-la's funeral stupa, okay, and they found, you know, many amazing, you know, signs that Geshe-la left many important parts of his body, his heart, his tongue, his eyeballs, they're all intact. And so it's very rare for a lama to leave all three intact, because they symbolize, from my understanding, body, speech, and mind symbols. Okay. And also he left many other relics. And he also left a small right footprint in the ash in the northwest direction. So according to a monk expert, you know, Gyalongla, who knows about more about these things, how to interpret. So he thinks this is a very good sign that it's a baby footprint, that Miss Geshe-la will come back sooner than, you know, expected. And the northwest direction probably indicates where he will be. Now, reborn. Yeah, so all that's great news for us. Yeah. What else? And then also when they started the funeral, I think the first smoke also, it went into the northwest direction. So these are, of course, for most of us, very mysterious things, you know, but this has been tested for centuries, and those who know, they know, right? Somebody like me, I'm a little more lost than that. So again, I'm very happy that all my stupid interpretation before us seems to be getting confirmed here. So it's becoming more official, I think. Otherwise, who cares what I say? So those are the good news I want to share with you. And then we have more relics, the heart and the tongue and the eyeballs coming with Shashi. Yeah, so that's the day, Sunday, next weekend, welcome. And I don't know what are the other plans here, but well, Anil could tell you more about this. I only translate, right? I don't get involved in other things. Some people ask me, can we see the relics? Or is there going to be DCDD? I have no answer to any of those. Okay, so please, I defer back to Anila and TDR. Okay, any translation issue, bring to me. Okay, what else? That's it. Thank you very much, and we will do dedication prayers. Yes, in the poor eighth and management. Let's do some Om Mani Padme Hum for Mr. Ray. Okay, you all know how to do the dedications. I'll just start with the prayers. Okay, so to save time and everything. Okay. Thank you for asking the questions and observation. Thank you.
I'll go and double check. Okay.